Okay, Daf, this is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp, and we are going to be learning today Brachos Daf Chof Aleph. There are on this page a sum total of 12 psukim, and we're going to be focusing on one of the ones towards the top of Amud Aleph, which is Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Gimel. The Torah tells us, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Leilokenu, when I call out the name of Hashem, give glory to our God. This is said by Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of Parsha Asazinu. What the Gemara does is it darshans this on the top of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph to tell us, Minayin lebirkas haTorah lefonei amin haTorah, how do we know that we say a bracha before learning or reading Torah? Shenemar ki shem Hashem ekra, havu God elokeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, when I call out the name of God, you should give glory to Hashem our God. And the question that we all have on this is, how does the Gemara learn this from here? When it comes to eating, which the Gemara just talked about previously, it makes a lot of sense. It says, V'achalta, you'll eat, V'savata, you'll be satisfied, Uveirachta, and you will bless. So the word bracha appears in the Pasuk, and the activity is very explicit. Here, the word baruch doesn't appear in the Pasuk, and the activity is somewhat obscure. What is it then when you're calling out the name of Hashem? How do we know this from here? So there's a few different ways of approaching this. One is the Torah Tamima, which can be found in footnote Chof Tes in his seminal work on the Chumash itself, quoting this drasha. The Torah Tamim explains that you need to actually reverse a few psukim in Parshas Haazinu. And just beforehand, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yarov kamatar likhi tizal kaltal imrasi, talking about dew and rain, which are the metaphor for the Torah. Meaning, the context of all of this is talking about Torah. So therefore, obviously, when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about proclaiming the name of Hashem, he's referring to the immediate subject, which was just beforehand, which is Torah itself. That's what's happening over here. However, there is another way of understanding this, and that is the Ramban. The Ramban in his Akdama to the Torah says a very, very fascinating thing. He quotes the Zohar, or what's attributed to the Zohar, that all the Torah, the entire Torah, are the names, the Shemois Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, She'atevos mischalkos l'shemos binyan acher. If you were to re-subdivide the Torah into different words, they would all render the name of Hashem. You can reconfigure the letters and it will give you a different message, and essentially it is a string of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gives an example where Rashi quotes later on in the Torah that three psukim can be converged together to give the longer 72 letter name of Hashem, which is why a Torah which is chaser afilo ois achas, which is missing even one letter, ultimately is considered pasul, is invalidated. So says the Ramban, with this understanding, the application of the Ramban is, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I mention the name of Hashem, what he says by the name of Hashem, it's referring to the entire Torah, the entire corpus and entity of Torah is a string of Hashem's names, just configured into words that make a lot of sense to us. Which means that any time the name of Hashem, which aka is the Torah itself, is mentioned, Havu God Elokeinu, we have a responsibility to give greatness to Hashem. An interesting footnote to this is, there is a machlokes as to whether Birkas HaTorah is midrabanan or midaraisa, whether it's biblically mandated or not. This Gemara, which we see on Chof Aleph, is this a din daraisa? Is it biblical or is it midrabanan? And the Rambam paskins, he does not count Birkas HaTorah as one of the 613 biblical commandments, whereas the Ramban does. The Ramban adds it as one of the extra mitzvahs which he felt the Rambam omitted. Perhaps this machlokes may actually depend on how close to the text we look at this pasuk. According to the Ramban, every word of Torah, every pasuk, is in a certain sense, it is a permutation of the name of Hashem. So when the pasuk says Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, it is obvious. It is not. This is a drasha gemura that this is in fact the name of Hashem. Whereas according to the Ramban, it may be seen more as a remez, as a hint, and as smachta, perhaps it was, connected to the pasuk, but not necessarily derived from the pasuk. And that might be perhaps some of the background to this. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.